The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to episode 897 of the Talking Metal Podcast. Today we have a guy who's been on the show many times before, probably more so than any other guest. I mean, I don't know if that's correct, but he's definitely one of our reoccurring guests that we've had on many times through the years. Dan Lorenzo from New Jersey, from the great band Vessel of Light. Nathan Opposition is also on the show with me today, also from Vessel of Light. So stay tuned for that. Before we get into the episode, let's thank the people who make this happen. And Can I sort this? Yeah, let's do this. Right off the bat, Mr. Brad Dahl, thank you so much for your support. Chris Riley, thank you for your support. Dan Gerwan, really appreciate everything you're doing for us. Mike Jones, Steve Hoker, Steven Saylor, Andrew Miller, Drake, Fred Rutz, Jason Seth, Jeremy Weltman, Joe Ryan, Lou Valcourt up in Canada, Mr. David S. Gray, Matt Carroll, Metal Dan, Michael Street, Sam Soupy, Steve Rodriguez, Tommy Anderson, Anthony Mackey, Jerry from Long Island. I miss you, Jerry. Haven't heard from you for a while. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're still listening. Gregory Muse, James Bennett, Jean-Francois Blas, Johan Enderstrom, who's very vocal on Patreon and I believe on social media too. Always good to hear from you, Johan. Jean Bouvoiri, Kenny McCrimmon, Leo from Alaska. Leo, I wish I could pronounce your last name. Please let me know how to do it. S-C-H-E-B-E-N. Not sure how you'd say that. Richard Langridge, Ron Keel. And a big shout out to Victor Ruiz, who helps out with the Patreon page. Thanks, guys. We need more of you. I need more people to join us on Patreon. Listen, I'm still throwing that deal out there. For the time being, any $5 a month or more patron who joins us will now get not only the Talking Metal t-shirt and the bonus podcast every week, but you'll also get a Talking Metal face mask, which are high quality. So that's a limited time offer. Join us on Patreon. I really need the support there. We are nowhere near what we wanted to get out of the Patreon page, and I know there's so many more of you listening out there and could really, really use some support. I mean, even just $2 a month, you won't get the t-shirt, but $2 a month, listen, you get a bonus podcast every week, and you get interaction with me on the Patreon page. You get some videos here and there that you don't see anywhere else. So yeah, please, please support us on Patreon, or else, honestly, guys, I don't know if this show is going to be able to continue because we run off of strictly listener support. It is a show that has no commercials on it. We did have some in the past, or we don't do that anymore. This is commercial free. There's no sponsors. You guys are the sponsors, and I need support from the listeners. And I'm serious when I say if we don't get more support, we are probably closing up because it takes work to do this, and I need the enthusiasm. Getting the Patreon support is a shot in the arm for me. Keeps this thing going. Without further ado, let's get into today's podcast.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Broken heart.
By Deep Purple. I'm reading, I just started Ian Gillan's autobiography from a number of years ago. It's not very old. I think it was like within the last 4 or 5 years. And it just starts off explosive with a little prologue about that song and Ian dealing with Richie on that. And I guess the Deep Purple guys had written that with Joe Lynn Turner when he was in the band. And then Ian came back into the band and Richie just wasn't having it. Didn't like anything Ian was doing to that song. So told Ian he should go back and use Joe Lynn Turner's lyrics for it, which he did not. What you heard right there was the Ian Gillan version, 100%, not just him singing the song, but the melodies and the lyrics. So it's a great read so far. Highway Star by Ian Gillan, his autobiography. He mentions that Richie was, threatening to kill him. Whether it was sarcastic or not, I don't know. But Richie said that Ian was stronger than him, so he was going to get a bunch of his friends and they were going to jump him and kill him or something like that. So maybe that's why the music was so good by the Ian Gillan, Richie Blackmore combination, because of that. That tension. I really think a lot of times there's some bands and they're the best of friends, and others that the tension that exists between the band members sometimes feeds into the greatness of the music. We've seen that a lot through the years with so many different bands and so many different genres. So let's talk about what's on today's show. It is Dan Lorenzo from Vessel of Light, also known for his work with bands like Hades, The Cursed with Bobby Blitz, and Nonfiction with Alan Tecchio. And we got Nathan Opposition from Ancient Wisdom, who is also in the band with Dan Lorenzo, the band that is called Vessel of Light, a great band that we featured many times here on Talking Metal. This was a really important interview for me. I have to admit, I didn't really prepare much. I just kind of pulled questions out of my ass, and I think it worked because, listen, I know enough about Dan. I saw his cool documentary recently, so I could throw those questions. I got Nathan to talk about when he toured with Ghost, which was really cool. So there's some really nice stuff in here, and the thing that was so nice about it for me was I did two interviews this week, three if you include Dan and Nathan separately, although it was done together. I interviewed three different people this week, two separate interviews, I'll say it like that. And they were the first in-person interviews I've done since early 2020 because of this COVID fucking shit. So it was really important for me. And I thank Nathan and Dan for coming to my house. They drove all the way to freaking Maplewood, New Jersey from... Dan doesn't really live around the corner in any stretch of the imagination. He's in New Jersey, but it's a bit of a hike. So a big thanks to him for doing that and sitting down on the patio with me. And we're going to get right into that interview in a minute. But before we do, I want to also give a shout out to my friend Alex Yard. Now, he came over and did the fifth episode of Talking with Mark Striegel with me. Now, if you don't subscribe to that, please do. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music, not Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, radio.com. It's all over the place. So subscribe to Talking with Mark Striegel, where we will talk metal on there, but we'll also talk Star Wars like Alex Yard and I did. We'll talk politics. We'll talk whatever we feel like it. So please join me there. And without further ado, this is Torture King by Vessel of Light off the brand new record, which we're going to hear all about. And then we're going to end the interview with some classic Vessel of Light. ¶¶
Hey, it's Mark Striegel, and I've been saying that I want to do more in-person interviews. Of course, that's been very difficult with this whole COVID thing, but here we are sitting on my patio doing an in-person interview, the first in-person interview in quite some time, with two guys who have both been on the show before. Glad to have you guys back. Nathan Opposition, Dan Lorenzo, a Vessel of Light. You have a brand new record out, Last Ride. How are you guys?
Doing great, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming and making the trip here. How are you, Dan?
I'm good. Everything's good, man. A little chilly. Your waiting room is a little bit chilly, but other than that, it's fine, man.
Yeah, this is my second interview here. I just did one for the other Talking with Mark Striegel podcast. And yeah, my hands are actually starting to get a little cold. So it is a nice day, but cold out. So you guys were supposed to be doing some shows or shows at this time, but those are obviously not happening. So what have you been doing in town here, Nathan? Because you're from Ohio, right?
Yeah, I flew in on Thursday. We went to the Metallic Cave. We did an interview there. We hung out for a while. Then Friday we hung out with Steve Zing, went over there, had lunch with him. It was pretty chill. Got to meet him and see his studio and hang out. Went and recorded Foxy Lady, Jimi Hendrix cover.
Oh, cool.
And got that at J-Rod Studio. And we took some band photos, shot a music video for our new single, Torture King.
Right.
And, just took some band photos. Being productive when,
yeah, it sounds,
you know,
real busy. Yeah.
Trying to keep busy, yeah, and get something going on while there's nothing going on, you know.
Cool. And there is a brand new record out, Last Ride. This is the fourth release, right? But the third full-length release?
Yes.
Cool. And sounds amazing. We're going to play some music off it in just a minute. It seems like a slightly different musical direction. Would you guys agree with that?
I would say it's a progression of what we're doing, and
right,
just a level of growth and maturity. We're kind of coming into our own a little bit, and we've been writing together for a while now, and we're kind of hitting a stride and just continue writing. And I think the songs just keep getting better and better. Hopefully people think the same. And I've always liked the stuff we've done, but we've just refined it a little bit more and got a little more in depth with it, and the story that I'm telling is starting to unfold a little bit more. And
can you talk a little bit about that story?
Yeah, it's a it's a story, it's a fictional horror story that I've come up with as the dialogue for Vessel of Light. And if you pay attention to the lyrics from beginning, you know, the first EP to Woodshed,
right,
Serpent Rise, there's a similar theme, there's a similar story unfolding, and it's piecing together as it progresses, and there's more chapters to be written. And
right,
eventually I might actually write a book about it.
Oh, wow.
So.
Cool. So it's like the continuing story from, like, it's a theme that runs through all the records?
Same character.
Yeah.
It's based on the same,
oh, wow,
same character,
okay,
same theme.
I had
theme,
not realized that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Cool.
So it was a continuation.
So, and I was going to say that I'm just doing the same thing I always do, Mark. Like, I think my music is my music, whether it's nonfiction or The Cursed and now a Vessel of Light. So it's always dependent on what the singer is doing with it. And I was very intrigued by Nathan's lyrics on our first album, on the Vessel of Light EP.
Right.
And then I noticed some songs and some themes would get mentioned a second time, like on the Woodshed album, and the same thing by Serpent Rise. And I was like, what's he doing here? It took me a while to realize how it's all
connected.
Everything, yeah, is connected.
Wow,
and now with
great.
Last Ride, there's some other, you know, there's some nods to some of our other older songs. And the one big different thing about Last Ride is, like I said, I think I'm doing the same thing. Jimmy Shulman's being Jimmy,
right,
Shulman. Ron Lipnicki sounds like Ron. There's a lot more vocal harmonies on this. So Nathan's,
yeah,
taken, you know, to the next level. Is, I mean, I always loved his melody lines, but now there's harmonies behind it.
Right.
And that's probably the big difference on Last Ride. Like, I forget Nathan's friend. He'll tell you. He calls this Arena Doom.
Arena Doom. I like that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's Jason Tarpey from Eternal Champion.
Oh, okay.
I gave him a shirt and sent him some, you know, sent him Last Ride. He really enjoyed it.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, you guys sound like an Arena Doom band or something like that.
Arena Doom. I
In
love
the most
that.
Complimentary way. I was like, oh, I'll take it, man. Thanks.
Now, the press release for this record, I forget exactly what it said, but it makes it makes note of the fact, and almost I think pokes a little fun. Maybe you remember exactly what it says, that you're a Satanist and you're a Catholic,
right?
And so there is, which is kind of funny in a way when you think about it. No offense, but it's definitely amusing. And as a Catholic and as a Satanist, where do you overlap artistically and just spiritually?
I think we, I'm very accepting of all people, man. Like I don't shut people out because of what they believe or what they do or who they worship or whatever it may be. Like I'm really open-minded person. So, for me, I think it's not really, it's not even an issue. You know what I mean? I don't even think about it. You know, it's just kind of a, this is what I believe, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's cool. And, we don't have to see eye to eye about everything to still be friends, you know? And I think that's a lot of things that are going on today too, is a lot of people are like, well, you like this, but I like this, so we're not compatible anymore, you know?
Right.
And I think it's like important to just see differences in people and accept them and go, this is who you are and this is who I am. I'm not going to change who I am for you.
Right.
You're not going to change who you are for me. I don't want you to change, you know? I want you to be yourself, you know, and it's just about being an individual, you know, and having your own opinion about things. And Dan has a few of those, right. For sure.
Yeah.
And, I have mine as well. And we don't discuss religion too much, I don't think. But
I kind of equate it to, like, if I like the Mets and you like the Yankees, we
right.
could fight each other. Oh, but you know what? We both like baseball. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, so who
yeah.
cares? And, like, Nathan yeah. and I, neither one of us eats meat because we actually care about the welfare of animals. We don't want to.
Right.
Nate, you know, I'm supposedly a nice Catholic guy, and I don't want right. animals to be tortured. Nathan's yeah. a horrible Satanist. He doesn't want animals to be tortured. So instead of looking for all right. of our differences, we find similarities. And, you know, at our age in life, I'm not going to convert. Just say Jimmy Shulman maybe is an agnostic Jew, and
right.
Ed Furman's an atheist, Ron's a Catholic. Like, I'm not going to change anybody's mind when they're 45, but if you watch people, how do you live their lives? Like, I could say, Nathan could say, oh, Catholics are assholes, right? They're horrible, they're judgmental. And then you watch me, I try and be nice to everybody. I watch
yeah.
him as a Satanist, he tries to be nice to everybody. So
right.
it really, I don't care where you're coming from or what your intention is, as long as you all end up in the same place and everybody knows what right and wrong is, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we're very different. I'm a lot older than Nathan. He lives in Cleveland, I live in New Jersey, but musically, man, I've never, even Blitz sent me a text yesterday, you found the guy, you found the perfect partner for your writing, you know?
Right, cool. Were you going to say something else, Nathan?
Oh, no. I just think that was really nice of Blitz to say, though, and I appreciate that.
Bobby Blitz of Overkill, of course. Yeah.
Huge compliment, man.
Yeah, who Dan played with in, you have your sweatshirt on, in the short-lived project or band, The Cursed, which is a great listen. Tell me, the name of the album is slipping my
Room Full of Sinners.
Yeah, I knew it had the word, yeah, Room Full of Sinners. Yeah, yeah, great, great listen if you don't know that record. And Dan, of course, Hades, Nonfiction, a lot of musical history with Dan. But Nathan, let's talk about your musical history. I know we spoke a little bit about it last time you were on, but tell us about some of the other stuff you've been up to. Ancient Wisdom, for example.
Ancient Wisdom, we have an album called Mundus that came out about last year.
Which I heard, great stuff. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Oh, awesome, man. I'm still writing a lot of material for that. I have a band called Vicar of Satan that I sing and play drums for. It's more of like a black metal, death metal project.
Right.
And I'm constantly writing music. Like, when I'm at home, I'm writing music, regardless of, you know, if it's for Vicar of Satan, Vessel of Light, Ancient Wisdom. I've been doing some solo stuff too, where I'm writing acoustic songs, acoustic solo songwriter songs, and that kind of style. I recently started doing some electronic music.
Really? Wow. Okay.
It sounds like kind of like Sisters of Mercy-ish, or very like, you know, Bauhaus and stuff like that. I'm calling that Somberlin, and yeah, I'm just always up to something. You know what I mean? I constantly am writing, trying to get better at, you know, writing lyrics and constantly just trying to improve on myself. And I do these little exercises now where I write a song a day, where I write the entire song. Like, I'll write the drum parts, the melodies, the guitars, the bass, and the lyrics, and record the vocals all in the same day because I have a little home studio.
Oh, cool.
So I've been just doing that as, like, an exercise, almost as, like, a way to, like, express myself in a way that's sort of instant, you know what I mean, where I can tap right into a feeling or emotion right away and capture that right away. So
yeah, there was a band, which I wasn't really into them, but they're called They Might Be Giants. Remember that band? Yeah, and I remember the guy, reading an interview with the guy, and he's like, I write a song a day, and most of them you will never hear, but if you write a song a day, the odds are after a year, you might have a few good ones, a few real good
that
ones.
That really stand out. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I like that. That's really good. And just a little history note about you, Nathan, with Ancient Wisdom. You did open for a band that I know a lot of our listeners really love, Ghost, back in the day. Early on, was it in the career of Ghost?
It was their first U.S. tour.
Okay.
In 2012.
So what kind of venues were they playing on that?
We were doing, like, the Bowery, you know. Okay. We played the Roxy. We played, I think it was Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco. So kind of, like, larger club venues.
Right.
And they were, like, you know, 500, 600 capacity venues, all sold out shows, 13 shows. We went from New York City all the way to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And, you know, it was a great time. We had
Did
a blast.
Did you get to know those guys very well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I still talk to all those guys and stuff, and we're still good
and
friends.
Are any,
and
is, at this point, they're all gone, right? Except for Tobias, or do some of them still remain in?
No, it's just Tobias. Yeah. And then I'm not sure who's in the band anymore. A bunch of hired people, I'd imagine.
Right.
But I still keep up with the Ghouls and stuff. We're still buddy, the old school Ghouls, and they're doing new bands and stuff. The guy has a band called Priest, and they had a Magna Carta Cartel. They started up again, and they're all doing their projects and stuff, which is cool because they're all super talented and insanely, you know, skilled musicians. So it's cool to see them still doing stuff and keeping up with it. And
right on. And Dan, question for you. Back in the and then we'll circle back around to the new record. But back in the day, not even back in the day. I mean, for a while, you always used to do, like, not always, but there were frequent every few years or so, like, Hades reunions. I know there was a Nonfiction reunion. Do you ever, obviously no one's playing live right now, but do you ever envision a day where you'll revisit either one of those bands?
No,
in
I think
the live
we did
setting?
Everything. You know, we did Hades, our first big show with the old lineup was opening up in 1982 for Twisted Sister. And then in 2010 in Germany at the Bang Your Head Festival, we opened up for Twisted Sister.
Right.
So kind of 2010, that was it. We really kind of ran the gamut. We had our original drummer, Tom Coombs, and then we ended with Tom Coombs. So, like he said, it was a nice way to end it. That's it for me. Fortunately, I keep re-releasing the Hades records. Nonfiction just got a deal with the Spanish label that they're re-releasing all three albums on vinyl.
Right.
And all of us bands, including Ancient Wisdom, Vessel of Light, Dan Lorenzo, Cassius King, Nonfiction, and Hades, we all got a merch deal recently with Season of Mist. So if you go to Season of Mist, either their French website or their Philadelphia, their American website, Season of Mist have a whole bunch of different Vessel of Light shirts, Hades shirts, Ancient Wisdom, Nonfiction, everything. But yeah, I'm really just going to concentrate on, you know, Vessel of Light, and then if I have a couple songs left over that Nathan doesn't sing, I might send a song to Rob Dukes or who knows, maybe Blitz. But Hades and Nonfiction's over with for me. You know, it was great time, but I think we said everything we had to say with those two bands.
Cool. So again, the new record is out now, and what are some of your personal favorites? Are there songs that rise to the top for you, Dan?
To me, my absolute favorites are Carving Station, which Ron Lipnicki thought of the title for that song.
Oh, nice.
And Carving Station's the big one. We just did a video last night for Torture King. That's a big one. Our second single was There's No Escape. That's a big one. Of course, Last Ride was the first video, so hopefully people can check out Vessel of Light, Last Ride. That's the single, and that's the last thing I'm going to say. That's the name of the album, and if I talk about too many songs, they might forget Vessel of Light, Last Ride.
Right,
you know what I
mean? And how about you, Nathan? Give me your top three, if you can.
I really like Torture King. I think that one came together really well. I think just everything about it, vocally, lyrically, the music's really heavy, the dynamic, it starts with bass and drums, it's got a, you know, it's got a lot of character to it. I like that a lot. I like There's No Escape a lot. There's a really interesting chorus in that one. And I really like Disappearing Pact too. I think is a really, really catchy tune.
Absolutely. Cool. Cool. And how does the songwriting process work, being that you're in two different places? Is it just passing files back and forth on the internet, or...
You know what? So my whole life, I always recorded, like, I write, show the band the songs, and now that Nathan and I, we live so far apart from each other, I would send him MP3s, or actually old-school CDRs, to Cleveland before we did the first EP. But for Woodshed, Thy Serpent Rise, and Vessel of Light, Last Ride, I do something I've never done before. I do all the guitars first to a click track. I send them to Nathan, Ron, and Jimmy, and then they write their parts. So basically, like, I was finished with the album in December or January, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then when the coronavirus happened, I wrote three or four more songs and went to J-Rod's and recorded them and then sent those to everybody. So Ron was like, thought he was done with the record, but I'm like, no, man, you got to do a couple more songs. So I literally wrote the music to 18 songs and recorded 18 songs. Ron and Jimmy recorded 16 songs for Last Ride, and then Nathan obviously wrote lyrics and melody line to 10 of them.
Wow. Wow. Okay. And... Dan, also, I wanted to touch upon your documentary, which I really, really...
Thank you.
It's all about the riff.
It's all about the riff. Jason Stewart.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. We were driving cross-country to Indiana back over the summer, and I just I put the headphones on and watched it on my iPad, and it was just a really enjoyable watch and, you know... A lot of the history, all the history is there, but it's also fun that it's, you're able to kind of poke fun at yourself throughout.
Well, I think it's a fascinating topic. I mean, Dan Lorenzo has been a fascinating topic for many years.
Right.
Now, I want to, first of all, I hope Emily watched it, or was she so busy driving she wouldn't even look at it?
She drove.
See, that's not cool. Yeah, I wanted Emily to see it, honestly, as well. Kids, at least your kids, you know. But no, Jason Stewart did an amazing job, and I know what I am, man. I'm not the greatest guitar player in the world. I'm barely even average, you know, but I don't make a lot of mistakes. I write a lot of good riffs.
Right.
When you say I poke fun at myself, I'm assuming that's what you meant. Like,
right.
I suck at just about everything.
Well, just the fact, like, you're one point, you're like, oh, you don't play that.
Yeah.
Don't play that part. Yeah. And then he plays that
He left
part.
Them all in. Yeah. So don't show anybody this riff. He left it in. He did whatever he wanted, even though I tell him I'm very strict when it comes to orders with my crew.
Right.
But he showed that was my personality. You know, I made a mistake in a song, an old Hades song. I can't play the Hades songs anymore, man. But
and why is it? Just to
Well, I play basketball. If you can see, like, my pinky is going the wrong way. Like I hurt a lot of these fingers on this hand. And then I just, I don't know. I don't know if it's old age or I hold the pick differently or arthritis, but I was doing a lot of push-ups for a while. And right before we did our first show with Life of Agony 2 years ago, I could barely play. And I thought I might have to cancel the show last minute. And then Ron's like, stop doing so many push-ups.
Right.
And I'm like, ooh, that helped a little bit. But I never got my wrist back completely. So I don't know where it is, but, like, it doesn't really matter because I can play my stuff really well. You know?
Right, right.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, Dan Lorenzo, it's all about the riff. It's on the Metallicave YouTube page. It's really, it is. If you like Hades or Nonfiction or The Cursed, it's great, great documentary.
Yeah, and great production. And tell me the guy who did it again. I know
Jason Stewart.
Yeah, Jason, who is a very talented video editor. If anyone's looking for a video editor,
definitely.
He sent me over his, like, professional reel.
Oh, cool.
It looked awesome. Yeah,
great.
It looked awesome.
Yeah.
And the... future of Vessel of Light. Now, you guys have put out music every year consistently for the past 4 years. I mean, how long can you keep up this pace?
Four records in 3 years, and we should say the new one is on Nomad Eel Records out of California. So right now there's Vessel of Light, Last Ride, digital, CD and cassette, and January there'll be vinyl. So I already have 10 songs in the can. Is it for Vessel of Light? Will it never be heard, or will, you know, somebody else sing it? I don't know, but I would love to continue with Vessel of Light because it's been incredibly rewarding artistically, and you know, we have fun, we get along, everything is great about it. And I would have no problem. So if people actually want a fifth Vessel of Light record, there's one thing they can do. You know, buy Vessel of Light, Last Ride, buy some shirts from Season of Mist.
Support.
And, you know, if there's an interest, I don't see any reason why we couldn't do a fifth record.
Absolutely. And what about shows. Obviously, 2020 is a wash at this point. Do you envision Vessel of Light could do shows in 2021 or even Ancient Wisdom? Like, what is your prediction for live shows next year?
I hate to be like a pessimist or something like that,
right.
But it's hard to say what's going to happen, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And I got some friends in the industry who work for some pretty top-tier bands, you know, A-list bands or whatever, you know, and they're like, you know, running sound for Kiss and stuff, you know,
right.
and, you know, doing like Harry Mapes, he recorded keyboard on Mundus, you know, a good friend
right.
of mine, he works for Kiss, and he's like, I don't know, man, it's looking like probably a year or two,
wow.
you know, and yeah. before anything gets back to what it used to be, you know, and we're ready whenever you are, man, you know,
yeah.
like we're ready to go. We want to play a show. We would love to play shows, you know, of course, you know, it's, you know, it's all about, you know, the thrill of playing live, you know, and the energy, but yeah, I'm ready when you are. You know,
yeah. I wanted to come back. Like, I don't want to go to a show and have to stand 6 feet away from somebody and some nonsense and wear,
right.
you know, even like wearing a mask at a show. I mean, I guess I the mask thing I could do, but I just, I don't know. These drive-in movie show, or, you know, it's like a drive-in and
you got
to sit
in your car
playing.
And they,
it's like,
yeah.
that's to me, that's, it's just not a concert. So And I understand people got to do what they got to do, and if people like going to a drive-in show, then fine. But I'm hopeful that things could maybe come back in 2021,
right?
In the summer, you know. But I guess we have to see.
You know, you start to see that there's people booking festivals for like later, you know, 2021,
right?
And there's you know the Aftershock Fest, and there's a bunch of stuff starting to, you know, but. You know, everybody's trying, man. We're all trying, and we want to do something. And I got friends, bands in Cleveland, like this band Axioma. They're an awesome band. Good buddies of mine, Aaron Dallison. You know, and they're doing a show at the Grog Shop where it's like a. There's different tiers, you know, and different tables and stuff. So you know, you go there with five friends, and it's $50 to sit there with your friends in a section. I'm like. At least they're trying to do something, man. You know, it's cool. But, you know, it's definitely not like being up front, banging your head. And, you know, that's
yeah.
where I like to be is where the energy is right up front, you know. So.
Right. Well, I'm very confident that those days will return. You know, I've heard some people be like, oh, it's never going to be like it was. It's going to be like it was.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
It
takes time.
Yeah, I
it's
mean, you know, there was a pandemic in 1918, and, you know, there were similar things going on where people weren't going to sporting events and stuff, and it all came back, you know, so
right.
There's no doubt that...
It's a matter of
that
time, yeah.
Music, live music is, I think, embedded in our DNA, and it's something we will all experience again together. I like to believe sooner than later, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
Anything else we should hit upon?
No. Thank you, man.
Cool. Thank you guys for stopping by.
Thank you, Mark.
For one of my first in-person interviews. Definitely my first in-person Talking Metal interview since like probably the last one I did with you. When were you here last?
I was here last year.
Was that last yeah. year? Yeah. No, I definitely did some earlier this year. But yeah, so great to have you guys here.
Best of luck.
Last Ride is out now. Vessel of Light. Where is the best place to connect with you guys, separate or together online?
I think
I know
we're
there's an Instagram.
Facebook, Vessel of Light Band, and then on Instagram, Vessel of Light Music. We, of course, have a Bandcamp page, and they pay very quickly. And then Nomad Eel Records out of California. They have CDs, cassettes, and the vinyl presale
nice.
Right
cassettes.
Now. So, yeah. If you Google Vessel of Light, you will absolutely find us.
Awesome.
Thank
cool.
you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I need to wear her skin.
by Vessel of Light. God, I love that song. Off the Woodshed record from 2018. And again, of course, the brand new record that they got out, which features the song Torture King, is called Last Ride. Definitely pick it up. They've put out so much music these past 4 years that it's hard to keep up with it. But I recommend that you do, because it's all very good. And I do think the Last Ride has a slightly different vibe to it. I will admit, the first listen, it threw me a little bit, but now I'm just really into it, really digging. Last Ride by Vessel of Light. Pick that up. Pick up Woodshed by Vessel of Light and Thy Serpent Rise. Of course, all sorts of great stuff by that band. There was the EP. So highly recommend those guys. And they are, again, Nathan Opposition and Dan Lorenzo, along with some other people such as Ron Lipnicki, who used to play with Overkill. And that's going to do it. So let's do something that's not metal right now. Nathan mentioned a band called Priest, which is some of the former Ghost guys that he actually knows. And I thought, why not play some of their music? So this is Time Traveler by the band Priest, featuring some former members of Ghost. And wow, this is not metal whatsoever, but there's something about it I like. So it's like synth pop, man. But yeah, Time Traveler by Priest, brand new Priest here on Talking Metal. We'll talk to you next time, guys.
Some people say that I'm a time traveler. Some people say that I'm a blind unraveler. Will they ever understand me? Will never understand me. Is there a doorway that will lead me from this pain? A secret portal back to see your face again? Not forever lost without you, forever lost without you. When the future falling apart, to our